Blog Talk Radio.
Monday. You already know how we get it in right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Before we go any further, I got two special guests with me tonight, riding with me tonight, no other than Children's Future Radio CEO, President, no other than my dad, Meek. What's up, girlfriend? How you feeling tonight?
All right, my good brother. I'm fine. I'm excited to be on the show tonight.
All right. You've been MIA for the past couple of days, girl. Glad to have you back. Yeah. Right, and one of the baddest DJs on the East Coast, it goes by the name of DJ GQ. What up, man? Welcome back, man. You've been MIA as well, too, brother.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing tonight?
Doing good, man.
Hey, BMI. What you mean? Been working.
All right, man. Congratulations to you, man. You picked up another spot to do your stuff at, man. You know, you deserve it, man. You deserve it, man. You deserve it. Real talk. GQ,
oh, yeah.
Let everybody know where they can follow you at on that social media, man.
You
already know how we do it.
You find me at Harold Thompson on Facebook, Instagram. Also right at the Hilltop, 99.9 WJCB, Back in the Day Cafe. Let's see, World Play DJs. I also got the 4 o'clock gospel show. And that's about a wrap.
That's about a wrap. Now, I mean, let everybody know, tell everybody a little bit about that Chill the Future Radio over there in Detroit, Rock City.
Who, me?
Oh, yeah, Chill the Future Radio. I founded it this year. I'm just getting it off the ground here the last few months. So still under a little construction, but it's up and running 24/7. It plays music 24/7. We will be adding shows to those and running ads and commercials as well. Sean is a VP over there, so of course, you know, he'll have a show over there, Children's Future Radio, as well. But, yeah, we are syndicated with Hilltop as well. So just be on the lookout for the major things to come in the near future.
All right. Let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media, Madame.
I am Madame Meek, M-A-D-A-M-M, Meek, on all platforms. Everywhere, anywhere there's a social site, Madame Meek is there. Just type in Madame Meek and find me, follow me. I'm an artist as well, so check my music out. If you want to get some of it, you can holler at Sean. He DJ,
Bryce.
He got a couple of my tracks. Yep.
Cash,
one I'm pushing right now.
You can cash at right now on $69.95 and you can get that crush. Hottest track here, crush. Yeah, $69.95, you can get that crush. And before we get ready to go, to break, no other than my DJ GQ's twin brother, DJ Debo, is in the house. What's up, Debo?
Yo, what's up, y'all? What's happening? What's going on tonight? How everybody doing?
Right.
Still hyped up from last night.
All right. Oh, yeah, we had a good show last night. Shouts out to Sapphire and shouts out to Nicole over there in North Carolina, California. Sapphire up there in the city of Brotherly Love. Shouts out to those young ladies that rocked the house last night. Another female head, DJ Debo tongue-tied it there at GQ last night.
Huh?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Had him all tongue-tied and everything last night, boy.
And the music, man. Her music, man. I
was thinking about that like earlier today. Like, no, man, there's some talented people out here, man. It just gotta get their break. That's all.
That's right.
Yeah, we're gonna try to get them their break right here on the hottest radio station, streaming radio station worldwide. Other than the Hilltop Radio Show, you guys, we'll be right back with Jay Don here on the Hilltop Radio Show, one of the hottest artists hailing out of Dallas, Texas. And we also got an old school cat from Dallas. He ran with DOC, Death Row, them cats back in the day. Goldfinger's going to be joining us as well tonight, along with Jay Don, right here on the Hilltop Radio Show, y'all. We'll be right back.
The champ is here! The champ is here!
This is Sean Haynes. You are now tuned in to the Hilltop Radio Show. Love is love.
Woo!
Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Shine on the HILL Top Radio Show. Well, there he is. Hilltop, brother.
Shut your mouth.
What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me? Oh, well, what that is?
Hilltop, Hilltop. Hilltop Radio.
Radio show. We are in the house live, and I want to thank everybody for being a part of the show. DJ Debo, let everybody know where they can follow you out on social media, brother.
Debo the Pro on IG. My Facebook page is full.
Hello? Yeah.
Yo. Brandon, yeah. Well, no, I'm not.
You got to call the 516 number I text you. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Right here on the Hilltop Radio Show.
That's right. Last night, yeah. Again, last night we had an awesome show, and also Madame Meek and DJ GQ. What we're gonna be doing every Monday night, you know, here on out, we're gonna be doing a music tribute to the greats back in the day. Like tonight, we're gonna be doing a music tribute to Prince. You know, next week we're going to be doing a tribute to James Brown. Then the following week is Marvin Gaye, then Tina Marie, then Salt and Pepper. I was able to, with James Brown, I was able to get one of James Brown's bass players from the JBs. He's going to come in and talk about James, you know, being with James Brown. And also got Tina Marie's manager is going to be joining us with, you know, Uncle Leroy. You know, of course, that's Rick James' brother. He's going to be joining us as well with Tina Marie's manager when we do tribute to Tina Marie and stuff like that. So we're also going to be bringing people that ran with the music tribute that we do, and you know, managers and people that you know, band members and things like that, you know, to give people something different. And then we're going to tell a little bit about each artist that we talk about here on the Hilltop. So, you know, just bringing something different to y'all. All right, so right now we got the one and only Jay Don. What's up, man? How you feeling tonight, man? Welcome to the show.
Feeling good, feeling good. How's it going?
All right, man. All right, man. Tell everybody a little about who Jay Don is, man, out here on the Hilltop land, man.
Oh, yeah. I go by the name of Jay Don from Dallas, Texas. Been doing music for about a year and a half now, representing All In Records. So steady pushing. Got some great content catalog out there. So it's nice to connect with Charlotte all the way from Dallas. So, yeah.
All right, I'm gonna turn the microphone over to the young lady, Madame Meek, Children's Future Radio, Detroit, Rock City. Go ahead, Meek, ask this young man a question.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
She ready? He ready though.
Oh, okay. How I want to put this. First of all, I want to ask. I ask a lot of people this. How do you like being interviewed?
How do I like being interviewed?
Yeah, like some people don't like being interviewed at all. Like I ask this question to some people, and a lot of people tell me they don't like interviews. So I'm asking you.
It's all cool with me. I mean, it's just, you know, exposure. You know, getting to know. It's all cool with me.
Okay. Well, can you do me a favor? To his audience, to my people listening, everybody listening, can you tell us a little about you as a person outside of the, you know, this world.
Oh, well, first and foremost, God first. Second of all, you know, I do everything from passion. So music is my love. So it's just everything is growth for me with this. So, you know, I'm very humble with everything I do. Not very boastful, but, you know, the music speaks for itself. So I get a lot of energy out of what I gain from the music. So, you know, very, very family oriented and all that stuff. So just trying to grow what we got going on. And also, you know, I got two more semesters that I got to finish up in college. I played trombone primarily, so I study music performance, so I got a lot of stuff going on with that as well. So.
Okay. All right, great. Okay, how long you been playing trombone?
Pretty much all my life, ever since sixth grade, really.
Okay, Alvin, my friend used to play.
He used to play trombone? Okay.
Yep, he used to play trombone, yep. All of them did something in the music. Right now, there's three of them that's currently still rapping. So, I'm trying to get my daughter to pick the sax up, so I hope she's listening. I told her to listen in, but
yeah,
encourage her to pick it back up, that and the viola, because she can play both of them.
I know, it's a beautiful thing. It's nonstop. It's nonstop. The creation never stops. It's all the love for it. The more you do it, the more you start getting attached to it.
So where can we check you out at? Like, your creativity.
And what was that again?
I said, where can we find you and all of your creativity?
Oh, on social medias, it's all really the same. J_DON11. J_DON11. That's on Twitter, Instagram, and on, you know, Facebook. It's going to be pretty much the same thing. And then as far as YouTube, it's going to be J-Don, J-DON. J-Don. Everything's really the same. So you look me up and you'll see it.
Okay. Is there any special project that you're working on at the time?
Really just, you know, dropping single after single right now, in every direction, you know, R&B, hip hop, you know, even some pop, a lot of stuff we got going. So, right now just single by single.
Can you tell us, not just me, but what is your favorite out of all the singles you're pushing? Which one that you want to push to go the furthest? Which song would you per se that you would take out of all the ones you're pushing that you would per se, hey, I want this one to push as the one that's going to be the hit?
I got you. Well, you know, that I like that question because this is like, I love my music so much. So it's just like, it's hard to just, you know, put something in order and, you know, give one. Because, you know, like I said, I do R&B, pop, and hip-hop. So it's like, to say one, I would say one, and then I'd say it, and then I'd be like, okay, nah, you know what? Because this one has a different flavor. So, you know, it's kind of tough. I love the stuff I make.
Okay.
But if I, you know, as far as hip hop wise, I'm gonna go ahead and actually say hip hop wise, there's one that's going real strong right now. There, like I said, we're in Dallas, so it's moving pretty quick, and we're pushing it. It's called TBR, which is Turn It Up, Blunt It Up, Run It Up. It's a high energy, up tempo song, you know, club type vibe and stuff like that. So that's one that's really rocking, that brings out the crowd and stuff like that. And then on the other side, we have R&B. And there's two monsters that, you know, really touch a lot of people that I put out. One of them called Faith in Me, and then the other one called Never Let Go. But, you know, I'm getting a lot of feedback on both, but Faith in Me is definitely a special one as well. So I'd say that on the R&B side. But we're definitely, it's hard to choose.
Okay, so does DJ Sean have your name?
Say it again.
Does DJ Sean have those three songs that he just named?
Yeah, I got them.
He has. I think one of them, my name was not on there, but two of those he has.
So can we pull those two out, Sean, and get a listen to those before we get out of here?
Yeah, we'll get them on there. We'll get him on. I want to get his DJs to ask him a question before we go to his music.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I just want to know. Okay. Well, I'm done. I'm not going to hold you up.
No, it's all good. I appreciate it. All
right, DJ GQ, anything you want to ask, brother?
What inspired you to go into this profession? Tell me that.
Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
What inspired you to go into this profession?
Well, you know, for me, it's like, it's one thing for creation, but another thing for me is just like, it's my way of speaking. I'm able to, different directions, you know, touch people in different ways. And by me finding a sound and, you know, people believing in me and saying that, you know, that I do have a sound, is just inspired myself and motivated me even more. So it's just like, to be able to do that, it's a great feeling. It's just addicting.
Okay.
That's addicting.
All right. All right.
DJ GQ. DJ Debo. I'm sorry.
Good. Yep.
What do you use as your motivation?
Life, everything. You know, you get time, you think about something, that could be the motivation. You think about why you're doing this. You think about the vision. You think about, you know, you think about the people. It's just a whole bunch of things that brings to life, you know what I'm saying, that inspires me. So it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to be able to gain things from life and to be able to put them in creation. And especially in these days, it's just like with the music that I make, you know, I'm representing All In Records. The record label. So it's just like, you know, this is nonstop for me. It's longevity. I don't see none of this stopping. So it's just like, we're trying to, like I said, I do R&B, hip hop. I'm trying to touch all areas. So yeah, it's a lot.
So would you say that your particular genre of music is like a crossover, like you cross over to different genres?
Exactly.
Music?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Exactly. Yes.
So a lot of your music, I'm pretty certain that a lot of your music encompasses a lot of your life experiences. So you use those experiences to put into your music, or the emotions that you're having into your music.
Exactly. That's where it comes from, and I really don't even see any way other than that. You know, it's one thing to do it for the people, but you know, authentic. Be authentic too. So it's just like, that's just natural for me to be able to have that love feeling, to be able to have that energy to do up tempo club stuff, to do all that stuff. So like I said, it's a beautiful thing.
Okay, so you say that you do three different genres of music, or you cross over. Out of the three different genres of music that you use or that you're a part of, is there a particular artist in each one of these genres that you would like to work with?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think about that daily. I think about it every single day. I'm gonna just go ahead and say it right off the bat. One of my biggest inspirations, and one that I've researched and learned a lot from, is Drake. You know, it's more than the music. You know, I research people's personalities, how they carry themselves, how they have their group, their team, how they run things. So I would say for sure Drake, that's that crossover already. So like I said, that's number one for sure. It's a lot of them. I'm going to go ahead and say growing up, even what on the hip-hop side, people like Big Sean, you know, because it's one thing, like I say, commercial, but also I'm lyrical. I like to be lyrical, freestyles and stuff like that. So that whole thing he brought to the table, you know, definitely help, and I learned from that. So yeah, Drake, Big Sean, as far as, you know, singing, there's a lot of singers. A lot of singers out there I used to listen to. So, you know, it's a lot to choose from. It's a whole lot to choose from.
I'm excited. I mean, just listening to you.
Michael, okay. Even, like I say, Michael Jackson, when I was in high school, even Michael Jackson, there's just certain things that started to add up in my life. And those main people, you know, it's just like those main people just started to bring motivation. That's like the whole creation world of it. So, but yeah, I can name a whole lot of people. Rex Life Raj, I mean, Sylvain LeCoultre. It's people that people don't even understand. Like, all right, it goes all the way back. And by me being with my team and my you know, my manager and the people that I work with, you know, I learned from them. So by me being younger, you know, the Tupac era, Biggie era, you know, all that stuff is, I do like daily research. So it's all, that's why I said it's never stopped. It's a never ending thing.
I hear you. And I appreciate your answers, bro. And some of the names that you named, you know, that there are major influences in the game. And at the same time, by you just naming those names, I'm really excited to hear what you got. You know, I'm ready to get into the music.
Right. And another thing that I have to say is, that's why I say it's a great thing to, I appreciate that. It's a great thing to reach out there because, you know, it's one thing to know your potential and know what you can do when you get in the industry, but to, you know, sometimes the area you're in to try to kick in the doors, you know, they expect a certain type of thing from you. So it's just like certain songs that I send or certain things that are out there, they're hot. You know what I'm saying? I love it. But there's also things that I haven't sent. You know what I'm saying? It just goes like that. So it's just, I'm glad that you're interested. And there's a whole bunch of loaded. That's why I say it's a great thing. I got a catalog.
Yeah. Is your dad on here with us?
Yeah, he's right here.
Okay. What's going on, sir? How you doing tonight, man?
Oh, pretty good, man. I'm doing good. How about y'all?
Man, introduce yourself real quick, and then we'll go into, you know, the first song tonight of your son's.
Okay. Well, I'm Jamal Donnell, Sr. You know, that's my son, Junior. You go by J-Dawg. But you know, I do security out here in Dallas, and you know, I help him with his music. He said he wanted to pursue music when he was in college. You know, he had like two semesters left. He was like, "Man, Dad, I want to come home and do music." And I was like, "Are you sure?" He was like, "Yeah." He said, "I did a song, and I want you to check it out on YouTube." And I looked at it, and I said, "Yeah, you sound pretty good. You're real lyrical." But then when he came down here, we put him in the studio, man. He just started going off. From there, it's been history.
Yeah, and just let everybody know, they are Dallas Cowboy fans, so they got one in the book with me. So I'm just letting y'all know out there listening. Damn right.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to rub no shoulders wrong, but, you know. You know, we sitting with five. We sitting with five of them.
Well, I'm sitting with more than that.
I know. Yeah, that's Pittsburgh. That might be a Pittsburgh talk or New England part.
Oh, New England, baby.
J-Dawg, he a Tom Brady, so he was New England.
Yeah, they only Patriot and Bucks fans because of the colors. That's all. The colors fascinate them. They don't know about the damn team.
Yeah,
they like the colors, man. They like the colors. Yeah. but anyway, you know you like the color, Debo. I saw you with a jacket on the other day. All right, man. Let's get it to J-Dawg's first song right here on the Hilltop Radio Show.
Yeah. Hey. Shit. Whoa. Whoa. Look just like a check, bitch. I got racks on me. Know who keep that loud. Got them packs on me.
Damn, I swear she bad, throw that ass on me. Counting up big bands, keep them stacks on me. Stack that, stack, stack that, stack, stack that, stack, stack that, stack, ayy, stack that. Show out with the shit, they know I hold it down. Shawty throw that ass, she gon' pipe it down. Know just what I'm on and she be with it now. Only fuck with bosses, she don't play around. Diamonds on my neck and shining on my wrist. Double up the cash, make the money flip. Know just how I give it, she don't even trip. Swear that she a freak the way she do that shit. Got them packs on me. That bitch bad, make it clap, throw that ass on me. Work, yeah. Some stacks on me, 50 bands, 100 racks on me. Stack that, stack, 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 stack that, stack. Keep that cash on me, throw that ass on me. Keep that cash on me, throw that ass on me. Running through this shit, but that ain't nothing new. Counting up this cash, what I'm getting to. Know what she about, just hit me in the mood. Go crazy for a nigga, what got into you? All this fucking money, it don't make no sense. Way she put in work, I know she used to this. She throw it like a pro and she be on the shit. She just barely shake it, cause she know she thick. Got them packs on me. That bitch bad, make it clap, throw that ass on me. Cash on me, yeah. Throw that ass on me. Keep that cash on me, yeah. Throw that ass on me.
Throw that ass on me. Right, that stack right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. We'll go down the line like we do. DJ GQ, what you got for us, man?
I need that. So I know you're going to tell me to cash app you. So for that song.
Yes, there it
is. All right, know what it is. $69.95 cash app you right now. You got it. No, you know you got it. All right. Madame Meek, Children's Future Radio, Detroit Rock City.
I was over here like, remix! That's something.
Yeah,
well, you know I'm a rapper. Don't play with me. I'm over here trying to get an extra verse on that thing. Like, nigga, we need a whole remix.
Oh, man.
I need that. I got to get an edited version for my radio station.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But we need that for the club. I need to bring the one to introduce that to Detroit Club, and that's to me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, But
yeah.
Much
they
love.
I appreciate that. Oh, wow. She gave you A+. Woo-hoo. Hey.
And I'm a hard critic. I'm the hardest critic on the show.
Ask anybody. You get an A+ from my dad. Boy, you doing it.
To be honest with you, Erica Banks gave it to
me. You winning, baby. You winning. You winning.
Erica Banks gave it the same rating, 8.5.
Okay. All right, here's the one and only. This is the other DJ you got to get by, DJ GQ. I mean, DJ Debo, talk to us, man.
You got something right there. I'm going to tell you something else, too. It's going to be some crooked-ass poles in the strip club. But, yeah, man, that's pretty hot, man. I mean, I like it. But I tell you what, I, I, I definitely gotta hear them nose dropping in a system. I need to hear that because I think she got some drop in it. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It do. Yeah.
Good work. Good work. Good work.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that for real. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
I need to get a copy of that as well.
Hey.
So I can get that banging down here in Delaware and Philly.
That's
yeah.
Right.
If it's cool afterwards, if I can just get all y'all's Instagram information, that'll be cool so we can connect.
All right. That sounds good to me.
We can connect. What I do, you got Sean's email and everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Whatever you send him here, forward it to me.
Got you. We can work like that.
All right. Like Debo said, it is club. And I give it a. I also see it in a. One of those hard ass gangster movies with a club scene in it with the girls in there. The strip club scene, I see it playing in a strip club scene in a movie as well.
What's that TV show? I'm going to cut you off, bro. What's that TV show? It's based off of strippers. Damn it, what the hell is it? It's a TV show. I think it comes on HBO or Showtime One. But it's about strippers. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that straight up in that show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Right there.
All right, you guys. This is the Hilltop Radio Show.
That's just the beginning of what he got, man.
Yeah, that's what I say. I appreciate that feedback on that one.
At this beginning.
All right, y'all. This is the Hilltop Radio Show. We'll be right back after this commercial.
It's time to get a whole new perspective on Ram trucks. Because to us, there are no small jobs, no little tax, and when it comes to innovation, there are no modest ideals. No wonder why more people are switching to Ram than ever before. Ram Trucks, back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year.
All right, welcome back to Hilltop Radio Show. We got the one and only Dallas is in the house representing tonight here on the Hilltop Radio Show. We got the young talent Jay Don is in the house. All right, y'all, we're going to keep it going. Faith in me, right on down the line.
All right.
Baby, tell me where your mind been lately. Hey, body language seems impatient. See it in your eyes, my lady. Yeah, say you wanna vibe with me. Well, baby, take your time with me. Yeah, loving you so faithfully. So baby, have some faith in me. Hey, right.
Seems like ever since we met, conversations we had, girl, you wanted me to confess. Eventually I hit you up, been waiting on my text. I just had to let rest, yeah, I just had to let rest. Usually the old me accept fast, no patience. You just gotta understand that I trust and value relations. You know that's why I f*** with you, cause we don't care how long it's taking. But I think it's time you tell me what's on your mind, cause mine is racing. And
I don't wanna rush it, baby, tell me where your mind been lately. Body language seems impatient. See it in your eyes, my lady. Say you wanna vibe with me. Well, baby, take your time with me. Yeah. Loving you so faithfully. So baby, have some faith in me. Look,
right. Down this road before, you told me you're glad that we met in. Down this road again, let's make it right before it dead ends. Talk about the future, slow it down, gotta settle in. Action over words, so I don't tell you who I'm better than. I've been at this heavy for half a year now. Without distractions, my mind been finally clear now. I'm just thankful that you're here now. Met me, had to look up to something, don't hold your head down.
Hey, I think it's time we let it out. Yeah.
show me what you've been thinking about. We can work it out. I don't wanna rush it, baby. Tell me where your mind been lately. Body language seems impatient. See it in your eyes, my lady. Say you wanna vibe with me. Well, baby, take your time with me. Yeah. Loving you so faithfully. So baby, have some faith in me. Hey. I don't wanna rush it, baby. Tell me where your mind been lately. Body language seems impatient. See it in your eyes, my lady. Say you wanna vibe with me. Well, baby, take your time with me. Yeah. Loving you so faithfully. So baby, have some faith in me. Hey.
All right, faith in me. Let's go with DJ Devo. Go ahead, talk to us, man. What you got for us?
Yeah. Yo, man. I dig that. Yeah, you. I see what you were saying earlier when you say you shift. You pretty much a multi-talented artist, and that does put me in the mind of a Drake song. So yeah, I mean, I see you on your way, brother.
Appreciate that,
man. That means a lot, for real. That means a lot.
All right, Madam Meek, Chosen Future Radio.
Got me again, boy. Got me again.
Man, yeah, you got a double header on
here. It's a whole.
I don't like to leave out any areas. I don't like to leave out any areas.
See, I do both too. I rap and sing. So you know what I'm saying? You over here. Okay. Yeah, we need that too. I need that too to slow it down. Yeah.
Y'all check y'all emails. I just forwarded to y'all three, yeah. So that's something to look at. DJ GQ, talk to us, man. All right, now I gotta have that.
Yeah, I gotta have that now.
Oh, man. Yeah.
He's on fire tonight, bro. All right, man. I love it. I love it.
Man, yeah. You on fire. You know the honestly. We, you know, everybody on the panel knows we only bring in the elite artists here on the Hilltop because you're going to get constructive criticism the best way possible in this industry. Because your homeboys ain't going to tell you, you know, if you need work or something like that. But homeboys ain't going to tell you, oh, man, that's fire, knowing that, you know, you need some work if you need work done to it. But here on the Hilltop Radio Show, you get the real feedback that the label do. They either one thing, they open up the window, toss your shit out the window, or tell you get the hell out the office. Or they'll say, oh, you need some work. That's what they'll tell you. That's the way it is. That's the facts of life. Hell yeah.
Set up, yeah.
Of course. I done seen demos, man. I done seen demos, been in the room and watched them take somebody demo right in front of them and throw a rig and track.
Oh, man, yeah.
I've seen
that's
it.
That's how they do it. That's how they do it.
The way he was talking earlier, I could tell he had some good stuff. I was just waiting to hear it.
In that line of work, A&R and people like that, their time is limited. Your shit gotta bang to them within the first 30 seconds to catch their attention. If it don't catch their attention in the first 30 seconds,
here's the thing. If they sitting at a table and they roll their chair back away from the table and cross their legs and start bobbing to the music, you're in there. If they still sitting at the table and they ain't moved, you might as well go ahead and get up and go on out the door because that's where you're going to go. They're going to tell you, come back.
True.
Yeah. Work on this, work on that. We'll see you when you come back.
That's how it is.
The key is
the
hustle.
Oh, yeah. Or even if you ain't got nothing.
That's right. Or even if they push the chair back and they stand up and start rock, go over to where the recorder is or whatever, and they put the arm up there, and they start rocking with it, you're in the house. That's the stuff you got to look out for. Or if they hear it, they listen to it, they'll go and stop it, put it back in the case and stick it in the box where everybody else's shit's at. And say, come back.
Oh, yeah. That's how he is.
Yeah.
Now, he got some music heads behind him, man. He got a 45 and a 50-year-old dude behind him.
Yeah. Is Goldfinger on? Is he on with you?
No. He had some business to take care of.
Okay. All right, we're going to go in the last song of the night here on the Hilltop Radio Show, y'all.
They mistake I'm playing. Got this shit on lock. Whoa, they mistake I'm playing. Woke up to some pain. Turn me up a notch. They must think I'm playing. Got this shit on lock. Woke up to some bass. Turn me up a notch. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. I can't do no wrong, I can't do no wrong. Got this shit on lock, I pull up, then I'm gone. I got hella cash, money coming fast. Bought another watch, and that shit on flash. Turn it up, I gotta run it. I came from nothing to something. They keep on making the stuff, but them niggas ain't get no money. Big bank throw a little something. Make it rain, blow a little something. Turn it up, pour a little something. Turn it up, pour a little something. We get paid just to show up. Know it's coming in advance. Niggas lame, need to grow up. They must think I'm really playing. Stood down and we stayed up. Know some niggas that done gave up. Come around already knowing day one, solid to the days up. They must think I'm playing. Got this shit on lock. Woke up to some bass. Turn me up a notch. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. They must think I'm playing. Got this shit on lock. Woke up to some bass. Turn me up a notch. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. Breadwinner, KG shit. King status when they eat it. I'ma slide if she down the ride. Big wave, nigga, don't get seasick. Want the smoke, see his ass up. Paid it for, got my racks up. On the scene, time to act up. Watch her throw it down, then it's back up. Live nigga, where the party at? Had no business, now she coming back. I'm the one and they knowing that. I was down bad and I ain't going back. Cop a phone, let the top off. Plenty money, who I'm breaking off. Keep a bag like an airline and it's up now, I know I'm taking off. Yeah, it's up and we taking off. Plenty money, who we breaking off? Plenty money, say she love me now. I'm the nigga, that's the word of mouth. They must think I'm playing. Got this shit on lock. Woke up to some bass. Turn me up a notch. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. They must think I'm playing. Got this shit on lock. Woke up to some bass. Turn me up a notch. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up.
Before I go into any questions, yo, I gotta do this again, man. This shit here is banging. We'll be right back, man.
They must think I'm playing. Got this shit on lock. Oh, they must think I'm playing. Woke up to some pain. Turn me up a notch. They must think I'm playing. Got this shit on lock. Woke up to some bass. Turn me up a notch. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. I can't do no wrong, I can't do no wrong. Got this shit on lock, I pull up, then I'm gone. I got hella cash, money coming fast. Bought another watch, and that shit on flash. Turn it up, I gotta run it. I came from nothing to something. They keep on making the stuff, but them niggas ain't get no money. Big bank throw a little something. Make it rain, blow a little something. Turn it up, pour a little something. Turn it up, pour a little something. We get paid just to show up. Know it's coming in advance. Niggas lame, need to grow up. They must think I'm really playing. Stood down and we stayed up. Know some niggas that done gave up. Come around already knowing day one, solid to the days up. They must think I'm playing. Got this shit on lock. Walk up to some bands. Turn me up a notch. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. They must think I'm playing. Got this shit on lock. Woke up to some bands. Turn me up a notch. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. Breadwinner, KG shit. King status when they eat it. I'ma slide this shit down the ride. Big wave, nigga, don't get seasick. Want the smoke, see his gas up. Paid it for, got my racks up. On the scene, time to act up. Watch her throw it down, then it's back up. Live nigga, where the party at? Handle business, now she coming back. I'm the one and they knowing that. I was down bad and I ain't going back. Copper foreign, let the top off. Plenty money, who I'm breaking off. Keep a bag like an airline and it's up now, I know I'm taking off. Yeah, it's up and we taking off. Plenty money, who we breaking off? Plenty money, say she love me now. I'm the nigga, that's the word of mouth. They must think I'm playing. Got this shit on lock. Walk up to some bands. Turn me up a notch. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. They must think I'm playing. Got this shit on lock. Walk up to some bands. Turn me up a notch. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up.
All right, welcome back to the Hilltop Radio Show. J Don and Al's Dallas, Texas, representing Dallas, Texas. All right, DJ GQ, to us, man.
Every track you done play, man. Man, this dude fire, bro. I gotta have all of them.
Look at your email. I just sent it to you.
I sent you
all three of them.
Yeah, man, all of them hot, man. He got some club bangers.
All right. Well, yeah, you get DJ GQ talking, you in the house with him. Yeah, boy.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. All right, Benita Applebaum, you just jumped in with us. What do you think?
Yeah, it's playing.
Yeah, whoa. Where's everything? Let's go. Hold on. She's trying to get that remix and everything.
Hell yeah.
Much appreciated. Much appreciated.
All right.
Yeah, that's the one that's blowing up out here, man. At TBR.
All right. All right. Madame Meek, Children's Future Radio, Detroit Rock City.
Oh, hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Oh,
hey,
you done struck me out, nigga. You done struck me out. Three strikes, I'm knocked the fuck out. It's over.
Yes, it's hard to strike her ass out. You did that tonight.
Man, you done strike me out. Yeah. I ain't never seen it happen. You the one, man. You the man tonight. Fuck all that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh. Whoa, yeah.
My man, DJ Debo, talk to us, man.
Man, look at here, bro. That shit is bubbling. She is butter, man. I heard so much in it. I heard Bun B. I heard Trillville. I heard Cuddy. I heard Drake. I heard Migos. I heard Future. Man, it's just so, your shit, man, can go. You never know which way you're going to go. Your shit is so versatile, man. You got so many different angles that you come from. And you can hear the flip in your flow. You can hear it, you know, just like, yo, this. And
man,
that ain't all.
Yeah.
I think
that's
you got more. In it. I think you got something.
Oh, I got, actually, you know, besides all the club or R&B stuff I do, you know what I'm saying, I got some stuff that's actually my favorite stuff on the outside of this. So it's just like,
all
that's
areas.
That's what I was asking you.
It's a lot loaded. It's a lot loaded. You know what I'm saying? It's just trying to, I guess.
Man, the catalog is sick, man.
Yo, I can hear it. The three songs that you played, the three songs that we just heard, were in three totally different lanes.
Yep, three totally different lanes. They playing them in the UK, man. They got them in Canada, Germany. They playing them all over right now. He just got to pop. Once he pop, man, it's over.
I see why. And
once he pop, man.
I'm here to help. I'm here to push as far as I can push. Do whatever I can to help.
I'll get you on a conference call tomorrow, Debo.
Everybody getting platinum plaques.
I just want you, when you go up to the damn Source Awards, to keep us in mind. Hey, that damn Hilltop Radio Show, call us out. That's it.
Source Awards. Fuck Source Awards, Grammys.
Wherever the Grammys, Source, Grammys, wherever you go, brother. The red carpet, period.
Hey, a lot. That red carpet, baby.
Boy, you doing something, boy. You got DJ GQ. You got DJ GQ talking, boy. Good Lord. Only time he talk like that. Only time he talk like that when he plays Sick Man. When he plays Sick Man, right, boy, he wide open.
Now he had a listening session out here, man, with some of the big DJs, man. And it was probably about a good 30 to 40 DJs, man. They fell in love. They fell in love with him, man.
Well, I'm gonna get
Dallas,
up with either.
Dallas, we got a sound that's very familiar. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when you hear an artist, it's like, oh, you can tell they're from Dallas. But when you hear him, it's like they don't know he's from Dallas. They ask, where is he from?
All the time, yeah, for real.
He's original. That's why it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but to really make him as a hot artist, he's got to get out of Texas and get on the East Coast. If he can make it in, New York and Philly, the West Coast, Cali, Detroit, Chicago, those areas, he's in there.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll talk.
Yeah, Philly, Philly eating him up right now.
Yeah.
Philly, they eating him up right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Benita, anything you want to ask him? I know you missed the questions in the beginning. Anything you want to ask? I know you want to ask the Haterade question that you always ask.
What you do about them haters?
You gotta shake them off.
You already know it.
Like Quinn Black said, one other Dallas on. Shake the haters off.
You know what I'm saying? Shake them off.
All right, this is the Hilltop Radio Show. We got. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Oh no, you good? We good.
All right, this is the Hilltop Radio Show. You guys, we got the one and only Jay Don. Jay Don, let everybody know where they can follow you out on social media, man.
Yes, sir. Again, it's Jay Don. All social medias, you can go J_Don. That's J_Don11. On Instagram, Twitter, all at TikTok, J_Don11.
Yeah, you're going to have to put that song on TikTok, man. Maybe somebody can come out with a dance to that, man. Yeah, they come out with all kinds of dances on damn TikTok. Shit.
You're waiting for that domino effect for sure.
They even got the damn cats and dogs dancing the music on TikTok. Shit. Yeah. All right, so this is what I'm getting ready to do. My Don Meek, you've been in the business for a long time. Any advice you want to get this young man as he travels down the yellow brick road?
Oh man, just keep. First of all, keep pushing that. What you doing? Your originality. Seem like you got a backing with the studio. You know me. I'm a paperwork nut. I believe in dotting all the I's, crossing all the T's. Make sure all your paperwork is in order. And get the right promo team, the right marketing team, and hey, I hope to be able to. Be the one pull you this way, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Definitely a goal on my end. you know, but make sure that paperwork, you need any help, see y'all holler.
Got that. Go ahead.
All right. I'll make sure Madam Meeks on the conference call tomorrow as well. They're a big brother when we talk tomorrow.
All right.
Tomorrow, sir. Yeah. DJ GQ, man, any advice you want to get this young man?
Man, just keep doing what you're doing, man. I would say, man, you hot, brother. Keep on doing what you're doing, man.
All right.
My big brother, DJ Debo, man, any advice you want to get this young brother, man?
Doing what you're doing, stay right where you at, bruh. Don't deviate from where you at, because where you at is gonna take you where you need to go. Trust me when I tell you, man, it's good to be good, but it's great to be different.
Yeah.
And your music is different from what we're hearing out here now. I'm a DJ, bruh, and I'm out here and I hear shit. I listen to shit. I get shit all the time. Your music is different, bro. It's different.
And another thing, from the music I listen to tonight, man, you're changing the game, because half the music I hear now, I really don't understand.
It's redundant. It's almost the same shit.
Right.
That's one of the main things I was talking about in the beginning, is just the connection all the way from here to there, because it can get clogged in a certain city like it is, you know what I'm saying, the same music and hearing the same thing.
Do something else.
T-Pain.
He's going to shake your hand and say, thank you. You did something else. Immediately.
Yeah, Benny the Applebaum, from one artist to another. What you got?
I say just keep it moving. Like you say, shake them haters off. You got some. I love it.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Big J, anything you want to say? You know, any last words you want to give us about your son, man, before we let you guys go for the night, man?
Oh, yeah, man. Y'all share his music, man. Play it whenever chance y'all get, man. Just play it. You know what I'm saying? Just get the people behind him. Also, y'all get a chance to go on YouTube and check the rest of his music out. Go on, you know, his Instagram page. He got a lot of his singles that he done dropped is on Instagram. You know, so you'll be able to check out a lot of, you know, portion of the song. A lot of it not on YouTube, but you can get a good idea of him from YouTube on four songs. And he got videos, so you'll get a visual of him.
Okay.
All right.
What's up?
Anything? Anybody got anything else?
Yeah, Sean, wherever you send it, I can try to squeeze it in on my show, the 1 o'clock on radio. So on 99.9.
Damn, boy, you got DJ GQ talking tonight, boy. I'm glad I got this damn show recorded tonight, boy. Cause I'm gonna go. I'm putting this in a time capsule, Debo. I'm putting this in a time capsule. I'll be like, 20 years later, GQ, you remember this 20 years later, boy? You was on here hard.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, you guys got the mail, got the music in y'all's email, man. So
and that means a lot, for real. That means a lot.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of, yes. Hey, sir, you need to stop.
Damn, Latrell. Virgil Tiz from In the Heat of the Night is on with us as well too. You ain't know I knew Virgil Tiz from In the Heat of the Night.
Oh,
what's up, Virgil Tiz?
What's up, family, man? I apologize. I didn't know you had me unmuted. My apologies. What's good, man?
Hey, man, stay there, man. I'm going to play the song real quick, man. Tell us what you think about it, man.
Yeah. All right.
They mistake I'm playing. Got this shit on lock.
whoa, they must think I'm playing. Woke up to some pain. Turn me up a notch. Yeah. They must think I'm playing. Got this shit on lock. Woke up to some bad. Turn me up a notch. Turn it up, blunt it up, run it up. Turn it up, blunt it up, run it up. I can't do no wrong, I can't do no wrong. Got this shit on lock, I pull up, then I'm gone. I got hella cash, money coming fast. Bought another watch, and that shit on flash. Turn it up, I gotta run it. I came from nothing to something. They keep on making assumptions, but them niggas ain't get no money. Big bank throw a little something. Make it rain, blow a little something. Turn it up, pour a little something. Turn it up, pour a little something. We get paid just to show up. Know it's coming in advance. Niggas lame, need to grow up. They must think I'm really playing. Stood down and we stayed up. Know some niggas that done gave up. Come around already knowing day one, solid to the days up. They must think I'm playing. Got this shit on lock. Woke up to some bands. Turn me up a notch. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. They must think I'm playing. Got this shit on lock. Woke up to some bands. Turn me up a notch. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. Breadwinner, KG shit. King status when they eat it. I'ma slide if she down the ride. Big wave, nigga, don't get seasick. Want the smoke, see his gas up. Paid it for, got my racks up. On the scene, time to act up. Watch her throw it down, then it's back up. Live nigga, where the party at? Handle business, now she coming back. I'm the one and they knowin' that. I was down bad and I ain't going back. Cop a four and let the top off. Plenty money, who I'm breaking off. Keep a bag like an airline and it's up now, I know I'm taking off. Yeah, it's up and we taking off. Plenty money, who we breaking off? Plenty money, say she love me now. I'm the nigga, that's the word of mouth. They must think I'm playing. Got this shit on lock. Woke up to some bad. Turn me up a notch. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. They must think I'm playing. Got this shit on lock. Woke up to some bad. Turn me up a notch. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up. Turn it up, blend it up, run it up.
Trey, what do you think, man?
Hey, man, I'm feeling that, like, for real, for real. I like that.
Oh,
I sincerely like that one. That's heat right there.
You know
I like
what
that,
I'm...
Bro.
I just...
Oh, my God.
I just
man,
thinking...
I like that, man.
I just Ooh, thinking... We're going to talk tomorrow, and I'm going to invite you back tomorrow night on the Trap House radio show with all the trap artists. And there's a lot of artists that come on tomorrow night, and we're going to bring them back tomorrow night, play a Trey on the Trap House, and get him.
Oh, that's love. That's love right
Max,
there,
man. Max Suge, Max Sweet, Benita's on there, play a Trey's on there. Lily the Goddess is on there. A lot of cats from Louisiana, Tennessee, all over is going to be on the show. So we're going to invite you back on the show tomorrow night, man, on Trap House, man. See how those cats take your music too,
man.
Man.
I like that.
I appreciate that.
I like that. Brother, I like that one, bro. I do.
Hey, man, that means a lot. For real.
I like that. Trying to keep it coming.
I got an organization out of Atlanta right now listening to the show, Connect the Dots, and she just messaged me. Cutie Pie just messaged me, and she wants a copy of the song so she can get to the DJs down in Atlanta. So I'll make that happen tonight. Yeah. So, yeah. So you're doing your thing, man. So, yeah. Anything else anybody else want to say? Trey, as a manager, you're a manager yourself and artist, man. Any advice you want to get as young man?
Man, I'm going to just tell you like this because I go through it every day, man. No matter how many times people knock you down, bro, stay going. Keep doing you. Forget what people say. You know what I'm saying? Just continue to do you. You know what I mean? And right. that record you got right now, my brother, I love it.
Yes.
I'm not just saying that. I really like that. I mean, continue to do you. Stay focused, bro. You know, one day you might be on Hilltop Top 10, you know.
That's going to be huge.
You got to knock me off the box first, though. You know, until then, keep doing you.
I'm going to keep doing that.
but they just say, wait a minute, you got to worry about me too, damn it.
I love it.
Nah, but brother, man, I do love that record, man. I'm not just saying that again, man. But advice I got for you, man, just keep doing you. Don't let nobody discourage you from chasing your dream, brother. You feel me?
At all.
For real.
That's all love. I appreciate that.
All right, J Don. Any shout outs you want to give, man? Any shout outs you want to give before we let you go, man?
You know, shout out to y'all first and foremost for hosting. This is a great opportunity. Shout out to the team that's been able to help put this together from the start of it till now. So, we keeping it rocking. So, just appreciate all that.
All right. All right, man, on behalf of the Hilltop Radio Show, man, I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule, you and your pops, for joining us here on the show, man. And we'll be in touch with y'all tomorrow, man. And you guys have a good rest of your night, man. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate that.
Y'all do the same.
Yeah, keep making them mute.
Yes, sir.
Y'all don't forget, go on YouTube and check the rest of the stuff out. You got some top to top that never let go. Oh, yeah, y'all check them out.
Right, gotcha.
All right, you guys, we'll be right back here on the Hilltop Radio Show. DJ Debo is in the house.
Entered into a romance. Oh, you swept me right off. You swept me on my feet. So sweet, we dance and dance and dance.
right, welcome back to Hilltop Radio Show, y'all. That is DJ Debo in the house. 4 minutes of funk right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Thank you, DJ Debo, for that mix. The Jones Girls. Yeah, a little club.
My favorite,
little
my favorite group.
Yeah, yeah.
My favorite group, man.
Yeah, yeah. I want to thank everybody tuning in. Welcome to the show, Player Trey. Right now, every Monday,
yes,
we're going to play a music tribute to some of the greats. Tonight, we're going to play a music tribute to the one and only Mr. Purple Rain under the cherry moon himself, Prince. Bonita Applebaum, you got anything for us on Prince tonight? Fighting with the mute button.
The mute button.
No, I'm extra driving. I tuned in as I was on the road because I didn't
want to
miss the show.
Oh, Lord. All right, you guys, Prince, everybody knows Prince is Prince Roger Nelson. He was from Minneapolis, Minnesota, born June 7th, 3 days before my birthday. June 7th, he passed away April 21st, 2016. He was the creator of the new, they call Minneapolis Sound, you know, with the time, and he all introduced the world to the funk rock, like Rick James introduced funk pop. He also went on, and man, he written over between 500 to 1,000 songs lifetime. They just I think they just released another one of his albums not too long ago. They played 1999 like crazy when 1999, the new year for 2000, that song played, I think, that whole damn week. Very popular on the radio.
1999 times.
Yeah, 1999 times. Yeah, exactly. He got his first start by opening up for Rick James back in the late 70s when Prince started his career. One of the best songs that he created back then was Little Red Corvette. You guys want to know anything else? Just go on to Wikipedia and you can learn about Prince. All right, this is our 10-minute mix for Prince, tribute to Prince here on the Hilltop Radio Show.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, this means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you,
don't have to be beautiful. You turn me on. You turn me on. Just you, your body, baby. I'm just too young.
If you know how to party, say, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, y'all. That's the Hilltop Radio Show tribute to my main man, Prince. Rest in peace. May your journey live on. All right, one more time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Madam Meek, let everybody know where they can follow you at on the social media. Right, please.
She fight that mute button.
Oh, the mute button that got me. The mute button had me. I'm sorry. You can reach me at Madam Meek. That's M-A-D-A-M-M. Meek, M-E-E-K. Madam Meek everywhere. Social media, all sites, music. Madam Meek on all platforms as well.
All right. Benita Applebaum.
She probably be a baby.
Go ahead, DJ GQ. Go ahead.
All right, you can reach me at Harold Thompson at on Facebook, Instagram. Also, right here on the Hilltop Radio Show, 99.9 WJCB, Evansville, Indiana. Back in the Day Cafe. Also, World Play DJ. I also got the 4 o'clock gospel show on Sunday. And that's about it.
Player Trade, go ahead, talk to us.
Well, you can find me at Latrell Liggins at Facebook or either The Real Player Trade on Twitter or The Truth _ Latrell at IG. But Sean, real quick, man, the only thing that Prince Mix was missing was that If I Was Your Girlfriend, you know, that's my shit right there.
No problem.
And y'all feel me? I know y'all feel me. Y'all feel me?
Yeah.
In Evansville, yeah. I'm up here in Indianapolis, man. Holler at your boy.
All right, DJ Debo, go ahead and talk to us. We're going to find you out on social media, big brother.
Debo Taylor L on Facebook, which is full. I've got to delete some folk off of there. Facebook is Debo Taylor L. IG is Debo the Pro, D-E-B-O-D-A-P-R-O. Live 99.9 WJCB, Evansville, Indiana. 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. Quiet Storm Radio. Right here on the Hilltop Radio Show, World Play DJs, Debo the Pro at LinkedIn, and that's about it.
All right, all right. Manita, you there? Are you still fucking with the mute button?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm here.
All right, where can they find you on social media?
You can reach me at Peter Applebaum on Facebook and Twitter. Also, BenitaApplebaum.com and The Real Benita Applebaum on Instagram and right here on the Hilltop Radio Show.
Well, Trey, you got some music dropping again, right?
Yes, sir, man. It's been confirmed that my album is dropping August the 31st. So we about to do it big with the Player Trey versus Trey Deuce, you know, so... I'm happy about it. You know, it's in the mastering process right now. You know what I mean? I want to get another shout out to my homie, DJ Debo. You know what I mean? So I want to give a shout out to him. So it's all good, man. I'm excited, bro.
All right. Got a feature on there with Benita Applebaum, right?
Hey, now that's gonna be epic. Right there, we did a record together. I think it's going on her album though. But once you hear it, man, I done heard the record already, so it's amazing. It's Benita and then it's Player Trey, so you know how that's gonna go.
All right.
Hey, I tell you what, I paid my 50 cent for that lemonade. You know what I'm saying?
They talk about lemonade.
I'm gonna start charging y'all when I hooking y'all niggas up with these features and stuff. I'm a guy. I gotta get me a little something out of it. Damn it.
Lemonade.
No, I don't want no goddamn lemonade. I want some damn moolah. Ain't no romance without no finance. Ain't no romance without no finance. It's a damn nuisance. Damn right.
Shout out to Benita too, man. I spoke with her earlier. You know, she's also doing the track with Lily. You know, I mean, the goddess. So, you know, I mean, you made this platform for us to network and whatnot, man. You're doing a good job about it, man. And I appreciate you for that, though. Real talk.
As long as y'all bring the goddamn music here and let me play it on the show, that's all that matters. Because if I don't, I'm cutting y'all off. Like
I already know that.
Yeah, I'm putting that warm milk out there. Like DJ Debo said, put that warm milk out there in the yard. Watch them damn snakes come to it. And then you cut their damn heads off. Yeah.
Run that goddamn lawnmower, that zero turnover there is.
Hey, DJ Debo, when you hear this record, you gon' want it, brother. I'm trying to tell you. You gonna want
hey,
it? It's
bro,
a club banger.
I'm already in. I mean, look, you just with y'all, man. Y'all Hilltop family. So of course, I got your back.
Right. Why it's on my mind? I ain't trying to take up too much time, but why it's on my mind, man? October 2nd, Detroit, Michigan. Chaos Music Group will be in a building. We opening up a Wu-Tang Clan. Can you freaking believe it?
Damn, where's that at?
Detroit, Michigan. I don't know the ins and outs yet, but I just got the call today. So that's something we gonna do. You know what I mean?
That's their reunion tour, right?
I'm not for sure what it is.
Yeah, I think that's the reunion tour.
Yeah.
Oh, you up there,
my damn Meeks, Mac at Awards.
Yep. Yeah,
that's all I know. The venue holds 25,000 people, so that's the biggest show I will ever perform at, and I can retire off that.
And you said that's where at when?
You've been hollering you retired for the longest time.
Anybody trying to hear that fucking shit, Trey, tonight, man? Anybody want to hear that shit tonight? God damn it.
October the 2nd, Debo. October the 2nd, Detroit, Michigan.
October the 2nd. Hopefully I can be released to travel. I love to come up there and make that shit. And nobody want to hear that goddamn I'm retiring bullshit anymore here on the show, man. You've been saying that shit now since 2015. Here we go.
I'm going to show y'all Negro something.
Hey,
that nigga.
I might got to go in the closet and dust off that old-ass, dirty-ass, dusty-ass, black ski mask I got to get that dough to get out there October 2nd.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah.
Don't do it.
Hell, yeah. Well, I'll know come Thursday if when I go see the doctor Thursday, I'll see if she's going to let me travel, hopefully. Hopefully she said yay, but she probably said nay. Not right now,
it's
DJ.
It's already done deal, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna come out there, and not only come out there and fuck with Wu-Tang and you guys, I'll be out there fucking with my damn Meek in the D, goddamn it. Yeah.
I want to get on stage and spar with RZA.
Like I said, I just got the call today, man. I don't know what. You know, I ain't got the insides out, but I knew I was able to tell y'all that. You know what I mean? So,
man,
that's
all we need, man. You know, congratulations to you, man. You deserve it, man. You know, after you do that, your ass ain't retiring, going no damn where. So I don't want to hear that shit in 2022, 2023. Or 2024.
I'm missing my hand of this. I told you I'm on my Diddy shit, man.
As they say on your Facebook page, you OG.
That hurt my feelings. You're OG, man.
You're OG. You still drinking 40 ounce bottles of Coke 45. But yeah.
I do.
Yeah, see, the OG, he OG, y'all. I think this is my ball, my big brother. Is this Mr. Rick Robinson?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, boss man?
Hey, man, just checking on you.
If anybody don't know who this is the IMG, Recording Universal, Mr. Rick Robinson, the man behind Thug Bone Harmony, Bushwick Bill, Bone Crusher, JT Money. He's the one that discovered Cuckoo Cal. One that told President Bush to go kiss his behind. And am I saying it anymore? I got to throw out there about you, Rick.
you got me pinned to the wall on that one.
Oh yeah. So how's it going, man? Welcome to the show, man.
Hey man, I love listening to the show too, man. Definitely become a fan to the show.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm working on that project for you for the Carolinas. I'll have that over to you probably Wednesday, and I got you some solid promoters and stuff for that project, sir.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're winding down on the Walmart stuff. September, we'll be moving on.
All right. Rick,
yeah,
want to
say hello
to
everybody on the panel.
Rick,
what's
real
up,
quick,
brother?
Real quick, Rick,
Luke.
as a label owner, you know, you've been in the industry for a long time. What are the major things that labels are looking for now in signing artists to, you know, to an exclusive contract?
I mean, really, really radio, you know, an artist that's moving. You know, I'm looking for artists myself. I'm looking for artists that you don't have to tell them much. You know what I mean? They have management. They have road management. They have security. You don't have to put all of the, you know, the bells and whistles together. They're already touring. You know, all you have to do is add the radio with it and add the, you know, the video promotion with it and stuff like that, you know. Add all the bells and whistles that's needed to give them what they need.
I'm not gonna do you like that, lady.
Well, sir, you need to come talk
like
to
that.
Me because
like that
we
your man got on.
We got something going over here. Huh? I was saying you need to talk to me because I mean, no discouragement to nobody else, but that's what I'm looking for. You know what I mean? You know, we need that over here at my camp. Yeah, we are looking for artists that and labels that are on the move, man. That's our goal this year. You know, everybody's asking me, what am I looking for? I'm not looking for artists that just sitting still. I'm looking for artists that's on the move. You know, we jumped on the road. There's a few guys that jumped on the road and they left with us. There was some that was on fire, but when they got on the road, they froze. And it was like, well, I ain't going to disrespect you. You still came. However, you know, you got to be ready. When it's time, when it's your time, you got to, hey, man, you got to get a game of black eye.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like me. When I gave my time, I did everything. I was doing retail, video promotion, did videos, I did movies, I did everything. You know what I mean? Because I was ready. Hey, can you do it? Yeah, I can do it. You know, can you put a light bulb on? Man, I can change this, all these lights. Hey man, I got garbage. Can you take the garbage out? Is there any more garbage that need to go out? You know what I'm saying? I was carrying bags, man. I was carrying my dudes. Them came from Milwaukee. They know me for being in the streets. They said, "Man, what you doing carrying bags, man? Man, why are you doing security, Rick?" You know, I was really trying to get. I was trying to get the hell away from the streets. I was trying to get in something else.
I put it at work.
Yes, because right. I had seen one of my friends get killed, and then another one went to prison. I was like, oh, man, it ain't going to turn out so good for me.
You know what I'm saying? And I was like, man, right. When I got a chance to get on that road, I was like, I ain't going back home until I make something out myself. And I
right.
stayed out there 7 years, man, 7 years. The money I made, I got into resorts and hotels, and I stayed out there until something popped.
And
but
you got
you
produce
Cuckoo Car? Yeah, oh yeah. You know, when I came back to Cuckoo Cal, I was already really on. Because I was working already with Bill, I was working with Busy Bone and Bone Thugs, I was working with the Ghetto Boys. I was already working with MC Breed at the time. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
So helping him was just like a plus. And he just had the right tools at the right time. He had everything that I needed. And
so you was around when him and Pac did that joint then?
Yeah, I was around. I actually performed with Pac.
Tell him about the story up there in Wisconsin with Tupac. You and Tupac and them up there in Wisconsin.
They were trying to kill Tupac because he was throwing up gang signs. He was just really trying to rally the guys up. Yeah, he was just really trying to rally them up. And messed around and found out Milwaukee was no joke. Yeah, Milwaukee is worse than L.A. and New York because all of the guys, when they go to run, they run to Milwaukee.
Uh-huh.
So we got New York, we got L.A., we got everybody there, you know?
Yeah.
So, but you know how it is. Me and Mo Preem, we became best friends out of all of it. So me and Tupac's brother became real tight. Many years later, Edie and had a chance to meet all the guys from Outlaws, you know? And that was a blessing. That was a blessing to meet them, man. Me and Busy, we ran across them brothers a few times on shows and concerts. But we toured a few times with Bone with them. And them was our brothers, too. You know, so tripped out, man. They remind you so much of Bone Thugs and Harmony. And they never even toured with Bone. But they reminded you so much of them on how close they are, you know, as brothers.
Right.
You know, brothers, they're always going to disagree or fight or have, you know, have good times and bad times. That's how brothers do it. And you can tell them brothers is brothers, no doubt.
Yeah.
Now, most people look at the Bone Thugs things and they're like, oh, I don't know if they're together or they broke up. But brothers going to have disagreements sometimes. That's how you know they're brothers. It ain't going to always be a time with me and my brothers are always going to say, be on one accord. Sometimes we have to go through ups and downs in order to really know that we're brothers. DJ Sherman,
yeah,
we had our time. You know what I mean? But, you know, you can believe that brother is a brother. If he with you, he your brother to the end. Not just because you own. It was times where we wasn't getting the best looks in the world. But guess what? That brother was right here side by side with me. Even when Cass was leaving the company and now it's booming, everybody want to get on it. It's like, well,
right.
And man, Sean was here when nobody was around the table.
Damn right. Not that
yeah,
right.
But you know what? I'm walking through Walmart. He's like, can you get on? Hell yeah, I can get on. Why? Hey, man, you were here when the lights was off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That means a lot when your brothers are there, when ain't nothing going on, man. That's why your loyalty has to be together. This ain't just a business. This is also a family. That's what the music.
Right.
God gave us the music to be a family. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he did.
I mean, only beef me and Sean got
is I'm sorry.
The only beef me and Sean got is that he light skinned and I'm dark skinned and he think he winning.
There you go with that racial shit. You know that racial shit.
And you got to turn it around sometimes, man. You got to be light-skinned and let them be the dark-skinned brother.
I mean, but you know how they go. You know how they go.
You know, I got white brothers and sisters, believe it or not, I do. And sometimes, man, I had to turn the pitch on them. I'd be whiter than them. What are you talking about, John? I turn whiter than they do.
Better get your ass on over here. Yeehaw. Yeah, Rick, yeah. man, as always, you know, it's been a pleasure, man. You know, coming in with IMG family, you know, since 2014, and it's just been uphill, you know, climb uphill, man, from the beginning until now, man. It's always an honor to talk with you when I can get you. See, one thing about Rick, y'all. When y'all get him on the phone, you got to keep him on the phone. Even if you talk about last week's, you know, the weather last week, even if you talk about last week's weather, keep him on there, boy. You bring up anything and just have a conversation about it. And keep him on the phone when you got him because, boy, if you don't have nothing to say, you lost all interest, you're gone. It's gone. So you won't hear from him for another couple of days. Yeah, but that's my big brother, and he took a chance on accepting me as an A&R, and all I've done was, you know, did what he asked to do. You know, if he said, DJ, we need to break this artist's records, when you want it done, you know, it's, you know, I never gave him a reason not to, and excuses. I never give him a bunch of excuses. You know, when you're working with a label, a major label, you know, these guys don't want to hear a bunch of excuses. Either you can do it or you can't do it. He'd rather hear you say, oh, Rick, I can't do it, you know, right now, but we can figure out something, instead of giving them a whole bunch of excuses. Then, you know, that's interest lost. Then you go find somebody else. So always say you can or you can't. Don't give a bunch of excuses behind the story. You know,
hey, man, that old saying, I'd rather for you to be late, man, than to not show up at all.
Exactly.
I love that.
Right. Hell yeah.
Yes, sir. But once again, this is, you know, I show up with my brother because, it was times, man, where, you know, I needed him with me. And guess what? He was right there. My mom's passed. That man was checking up on me like he was my big brother. And you don't get that so much. And to get that from him, hey man, I gotta show him his love while he's here. You know what I'm saying? I gotta stop on this line so y'all understand. Y'all ain't just coming on to see DJ Sean. You coming on to the loyalty show. And that love and loyalty that he gives to the brothers, man, is strong. You know what I'm saying? I have to give it back sometime the way he gives it to me. Because that's how much you've given to you, this organization, and it ain't been a dull moment, man. You know, we laugh sometimes at all the stuff that has happened, you know, good, bad, or indifference. But we laugh, man. We have a laugh.
Hell yeah! You can write a book with three books to it. All the love and hate that we've been through, god damn.
Yeah.
Ooh, we.
Yeah.
Best sellers, too, I tell you that. My stories that we got over
a lot
the
of
people.
Came down.
Yeah,
it's funny how a lot of it came.
Yeah. I've been telling Rick, please don't sign them. Please don't do that. Please don't sign them. Please leave them alone. Leave them alone. Rick, please get rid of them because they ain't no good for you, man. Oh,
yeah. And there's been many times he tell me that, and then the next year the person be gone.
He
told me ahead of time, and whether I listen or not, eventually it'll be the exact same way. That's why God is so a blessed man to have somebody who has that eye that can see it. You know, my grandma used to sit on that porch, and she could tell you everything that happened on, you know, that little boy at the corner
selling drugs. I'd be like, nah, he ain't got money. Nah, he's selling waters. And then, you know, at the back door, they come in his mama's house. They be selling. I was like, how do you see all this stuff on the porch, Mom? How did you see it? But she has that inner being that's going to tell her these other things that's going on. And, man, when you come on this show, man, you're going to enjoy yourself, but there's the inner watching. You know what I mean? You know, make sure your music is on time. Make sure that if you come on here, you prepared to go radio. Don't come in with street records. You come in with radio records, you know, and be on time. Because all of that stuff is so important as an artist. Be on time for all the things that you need to be on time about. And also be ready to have so much respect that the people can't hate you. There was a young lady on here one day, man. And they were just giving her all kinds of bad advice. And she turned around and said, I just thank y'all, you know, for telling me these things because I'm going to go back and I'm going to change them. And if I'm not mistaken, she came back on here and she had made all the changes. And, man, we were loving her sound. Her music had got fire. But it just going to show you, man, there are still some artists that really want it. And if you really want it, or you don't even know if you want it or not, dig in as deep as you can. I guarantee you'll make it. I remember I told Cuckoo Cal before he blew up. I said, man, you're going to blow up with this record. He said, Rick, I don't think this record that high. I said, man, listen, it ain't the record that's you.
Mm-hmm.
You really believe that? I said, man, don't doubt yourself. People going to fall in love with you who you are. But when he got on, you know, he really started smelling his stuff. He did. We all do. When I got on, when my record got on the radio, oh, man, you couldn't tell. I turned into a doggo. I turned into Scarface. You know, you know the one. I brought the chainsaw with me. Where he at? Who did that? You know, I really smelled myself. But, you know, you'll hit that ice, man. You're either going to slide or you're going to hit the floor. And
so
you
don't
the flow,
really think that
take
it's
a second to get back up, huh?
You don't think it's a age limit on this?
No, I don't think it. I mean, I don't think it's an age limit because the oldest working hardest artist in the business was James Brown. You know, I liked the James Brown last record, Living in America. Living in America, man. I can still tell you that song right now because I loved the song, but did you know that man was in his 80s when he did the song?
Sure,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know, you got guys that I came across. He reminded me of Snoop Dogg. What is this guy? He's a country artist. What is the guy? Me and Bill, we always laughed about because Bill recorded in the studio and he showed so much love. Not Kenny Rogers, but what's the other guy?
You talking about
Willie Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Willie Nelson. But, man, he's jamming even now, and that man got to be every bit of 90.
Yeah.
So it ain't a
boy. That Rick, man, his call dropped. We'd lost him. Yeah, Rick stay on the road. Yes.
Willie
that's
Nelson,
my,
smoke boy.
Yeah, that's my boy. That's my boss man right there of 7 years of A&R work for him. I ran the DMV area, and now I'm running the Carolinas for him. And haven't only brought him in my whole time three artists. Out of the three, only two made it. Yeah, only two made it. Yep. Only two made it. That's why sometimes I'm hesitant into getting artists prepared for the next level because, you know, this last artist I had prepared for the next level, she turned out to be, her head started swelling up because she got a little bit of radio, you know, top 40 radio, and she allowed other people to get in her head. She allow other people to get in her head. DJ Devo, you know who I'm talking about. She allow other people to get in her head and lost everything. lost everything. Lost it all. Am I lying, DJ Devo? Am I lying?
True.
Lost it all. Facts. Lost it all.
Facts.
Why? Because
she
didn't listen.
That happens.
Yep, and listen to nothing I told her. And nothing I told her. Wanted to hear from everybody else. Getting ready to get the biggest record deal there was from Universal Music Group, but didn't listen. Lost it all. Go ahead, Debo.
I'm just saying something. That's another thing that a lot of the artists or aspiring artists have to be on guard for, because you got a lot of wolves in sheep's clothes. They'll come to you and promise you the world, and it sounds good. It sounds good. But then when you trade what you got, and just to realize you just traded everything you had on a bet that went bad.
Yep. Like the young man, like the young man y'all heard tonight. I was getting ready to kick into the curb. Why? I kept asking him, listen, I'm not a texter. I'm not going to keep sitting up here all night long texting you back and forth. I need your phone number to talk to you. Kept texting. I said, you know what, man? You have a good night. Be safe. Next thing I know, call that phone. He was saved by the bell because I was getting ready to move on to the next artist. I'm telling you, man, the worst thing you can do is when you're trying to do business to sit up there and text somebody a whole fucking conversation. I ain't into that texting stuff, man, honestly. After maybe one or two sentences, but when you keep on texting and your phone can work with the hang up or call button, I lose interest real quick, man. I get an attitude because everybody want to text. I get an attitude real quick, and then I'm lost. I lose interest and I move on. Real talk.
Because people scared, you know what I mean? Sometimes people be scared to talk to you. You know,
really?
I mean, you got this platform, you know what I mean? And I'm just saying, like the first time I met you, I was afraid to talk. You know what I mean? And I just got comfortable with you over time, you know, but you got this platform and people hearing their music on the radio for the first time, man, they don't know what to say. And I'm not taking up for them or nothing like that. I'm just saying, bro, that's just
yes, you
how
are.
It is sometimes.
You dark-skinned
well,
niggas
right,
always
like,
taking
like,
up.
Just like Rick just said. Just like Rick just said. If you're trying to get to, if it's your goal to get your music out there.
Get your music. As them honkies say, bro. all you darkies are the same. God damn,
yeah,
nigger.
That's all right.
God damn, nigger.
You know what, Sean? You know what? Uh-huh. You know what, Sean? I'm here now. So
fuck what
you talking about.
All right. God damn, nigger. God damn, niggerits. Yeah, man, we got, I've been doing this, you know, and it'll go back. When I met Trey and Max Sugar, them cats, I had just opened up my airways to the independent artists because a couple of DJs was like, yo, DJ Sean, man, you need to get those independent artists on your show, man, and show them love. I would not open my airways to independent artists. Save my soul, man. It was strictly old school R&B, old school hip hop, rap, you know, and reggae in the beginning. Man, I said, I ain't playing no damn independent artists on my shit. And then once I opened up the door, then here comes Trey, here comes Max Suge, and then you know, then here comes artists from New York. Artists from all over the United States. And then I was like, you know what, man? I'm digging this. I'm digging this motherfucking music. You know, and then every time Trey tell you, every time he dropped a song, You reach right out to me, hey, man, I want you to play my song on the radio. Boom. And then that's how it started going, man. Now, you know, 7 years in, now, you know, I do the biggest thing. Now I'm the only radio station that bring DJs on, bring executives from major labels and keep full-time DJs on here like DJ Debo, DJ GQ. That's going to be honest with your music and shit, you know, and executives and stuff. Trey, you've been on here. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about, man. And that's one thing why I'm so appreciative of you, because this panel of people we have on here on your radio show, they never lie. I tell you, if the shit whack, the shit whack. You know, I'm just so happy. I'm happy. I haven't fallen in that category yet, you know. But
yeah, because it's been a lot of dark skins on more on here to be, so that's why yeah. But go ahead.
Yeah. remember the little boy that was rapping?
Yeah. And you remember that night we had Bowlegged Blue, you had Cowboy, you had Raheem from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. You had Gigi Akasa, the last female to do a duet with Aaliyah. Man, what we have? We had about 20 motherfuckers on the radio that night, man. And all of them were that little boy, man. His dad got mad. Why? Because they was telling him that his son wasn't
definitely
ready.
Got mad. He was hot.
In this industry, when you're dealing with public opinion, because that's what it is, public opinion. These are potentially your customers that's going to buy your music, and your fan base. You know, this is where you pull your fan base from, right? Now, if the people who are buying or potentially your customers or supporters. If they can't be honest with you and you get pissed off with them, you might as well just stop, because you done burnt yourself.
Yeah.
Now, people like us that listen to the music and deal with this music on a regular basis, on a daily basis, I'm just going to tell you the real look. Go back, revamp it, do something different, and then come back. I'm not telling you to stop. I'm just telling you what you got right here in front of me right now. It's just not moving me. And if it don't move me, as a DJ, if it don't move me, I'm not going to play it. And if I'm not going to play it, then you got 50 other DJs that's not going to play it.
I'm not going to play it either.
The one that make your music.
Huh?
You know, that's one thing I like about Debo is that from the jump when I first met him, he said he's a beat person. And I know how I rap. I'm a beat person. If the beat doesn't go with what I'm trying to say, I'm not going to like it. You know, and to me, when the people hear your music, they hear the beat first. If the beat is banging, and then they're going to listen to the words afterwards. You know what I'm saying? If that makes any sense.
True. That's me. If the beat catch me, then I'll stop and I'll listen. Then I'll go back and listen to the words. But if the beat don't, now I've had some of the greatest songs that I turned out. Yo, I love this nigga rap. I love this motherfucker's rap style. But in the beginning, the beat didn't grab me, so I didn't listen to it. It took me maybe 2 or 3 months after hearing it on the radio or hearing somebody else play it. I started listening to the words of it. I was like, yo, this motherfucker, it's just the beat don't fit the song.
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you? That's how I was when I first heard, and don't jump down my throat, that's how I was when I first heard Get Rich or Die Trying.
Well, you talking about 50 Cent?
I got to text him in the morning.
Yeah, I wasn't really a 50 Cent fan until he came out with, until he did that remake with Little Kim. Yeah, but I've also had artists on here that got mad with me because of what the panel gave them, and they went out and tried to start their own radio station, their own radio show, and didn't last long because they were trying. They called us up being mad with me and trying to compete with me. I ain't got to compete with nobody. That's one thing I don't have to do is compete with nobody, because people, when you connect, when you networking, you're networking like you're supposed to networking. People's gonna bring people to you. That's how right. I got to where I'm at in 11 years, because people started bringing people to me that appreciated what we're doing and this and that. That's why those people that get mad and try to go out and start the radio station to try to compete with me, that's why they don't last long but 30 days or no longer than 3 months, because they upset. And they can't get the quality artists that we get here. You know, it was a time where I was running 7 days a week. I mean, seven days a week. Wasn't a tray. I was running seven days a week. 3 hour shows at that time. All right, man, I was getting burnt out, you know. And then so now you're getting 2 hours and that's all you're going to get. So I want to do this before we get off here, man. I got this artist named Willie Winters. He's from Houston. And he's coming on in a couple of weeks. I just want to see what y'all think about this. He's doing a lot of his music is his idol is Teddy Fendergrass. So y'all let me know what y'all think.
Getting out.
Willie Winters. That's Let It Go. That's PKO is a group out of Houston. Houston, Texas. That's where he's from. Sounds just like Teddy. What do you think there, player Trey?
That sounds like some real Texas shit. You know, I like the flow. I definitely like the flow. I don't know if it's the phone or whatever, but I think his vocals could have been up a little louder. But the flow was there. You know, it reminded me of some where I'm from, hell, some A-Ball MJG type shit. You feel me? But other than that, you know, I dig it. I dig it.
All right. Benita, what do you think?
Hip hop and blues. I'm talking. Definitely Mississippi. I'm going to say that.
Say what? Can't hear you. Got to talk up.
I feel like it can fit right in Mississippi.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. GQ?
I like it to an extent. I'm like, oh boy, the vocals could have been a little louder. It just needs some work to it, that's all.
Right.
Debo?
I really thought it was Teddy P. I really actually thought it was Teddy P for a moment.
That's what I thought when I first heard it. I was like, wait a minute. I said, was he one of the rappers? And the dude was like, no, man, he was singing. I was like, God damn, this nigga sounds like Teddy P. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, he can but you could tell that was true to Texas style, because it almost said that. It's not gonna, I ain't gonna say not gonna, but when you do something that's targeted to a specific location or a specific area, it'll pop in that area, but will it pop outside of that area? And see, what Texas has this thing they call chopped and screwed. So they slow things down. You know what I mean? They slow things down.
Yeah,
and,
that's true. Especially Houston. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it'll work in Texas. You know what I mean? Because that particular artist is just gearing his audience in Texas.
Right.
What will it do outside of Texas? Will it pop? Me personally, I like it because I think they had a good theme with it. I think he had a good theme with it, but it does need some more work. It needs to be mixed down better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, he'll be on. We got a couple other songs we're going to be playing when he comes on. He'll be on here on the Hilltop Radio Show in a couple of weeks, in 2 weeks. Yeah,
I like
really.
The idea of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the lyrics. It just needs some more work. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
say his lyrics
need to grind up a little bit.
I think it needs to be mixed down again.
Right. The volume level is low. And
yeah.
It just needs just a little bit work, a little more work on it. That's all it needs. The song was nice. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it's there.
A little bit more.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow night on the Trap Radio Show, y'all, we got the Trap Outlaws out of Houston, Texas. They'll be with us tomorrow. That 713 will be in the house tomorrow on the Trap Radio House. One of their biggest hits is Blue Cheese. We'll give you a little sip of that.
Black Saab, gold BBSs, man. Damn, this thing is really making this money, really making money, man. You understand?
Hey, it ain't just about the money. It's nothing. You know what it's about? It's about fucking those geezers like that right there. It's about driving these fly-ass cars. And it's definitely about never dressing like a nigga like you, man. Okay. I step on the bridge of some Gucci, pockets like full of that blue cheese. I saw your belly like some Louis, I live my life like a movie. Blue cheese, 20 bands on me, in a trap low key. I pull up and sell your pee. I step on the bridge of some Gucci, pockets like full of that blue cheese. I saw your belly like some Louis, I live my life like a movie. Blue cheese, 20 bands on me, in a trap low key. I pull up and sell your pee.
another day, another dollar. More commas, no drama. In the front, I saw 50 rounds in the cover. Cash money, big time. Step on the brick in the designer. Never switch, stay loyal. That's the real code of honor. In Kansas City with the Royals. I used to be starving like Marvin. Now I'm ballin' in Jordan. Out of space like a Martian. Ballet when I park the chair. Yeah. Blue cheese, blue cheese. OG in my suite. No sticks, no seeds. 20 bands on me, yeah.
I step on a brick as I'm Gucci. Pockets stay full of that blue cheese. I turn your bell as I'm Louis. I live my life like a movie. Blue cheese, blue cheese. 20 bands on me. In a trap low key. I pull up.
All right, you guys, that's a little bit of that. That's their hottest song right now. Blue Cheese is getting a lot of airplay down there in Texas and Arizona. Trap Outlaws, Dre, Big Lucky Dre and his partner will be on the show tomorrow night on the Trap Radio Show, Trap House Radio Show. So y'all get y'all traps clean and be prepared for the Trap Outlaws live tomorrow night. Yeah.
Why in the hell I was thinking of when you said blue cheese, I don't know why my mind automatically went to UMC.
Yeah, man, they're playing that, but the best, I'm saying, man, the last year since 2019, man, the music selection that I've been getting has been a step higher than the last 5 or 6 years that I've been getting, man. These artists are really into their craft, especially the female artists we've had on here since last year have really been stepping that game up and really doing their damn game. And even the brothers, even some of the brothers' music has been really doing this shit here on the show, man. So one thing I can tell y'all, man, just tune in. Cause we got some rock artists coming on, man. We got some country rap, country hip hop, country soul, rap hip hop. Rock rap, rock hip hop. You know, we got some crazy genres coming on the show, man. Come this month, next month, all into the new year, man. So be amazed at what's coming on this show, man. Got an artist trying to figure out how to get this artist on from Japan. Got an artist, rap artist in Japan. We're trying to get this time right to get the artist on in, from Japan, as well as Mexico, Ghana. Another artist, a gospel artist, gospel hip hop artist from Ghana. Where's the other cat from? Another cat from, I think he's Dubai, somewhere around there in Dubai. You know, it's just the time frame is what we're working on, trying to get the time frame and stuff right, because I don't want to do a recorded show. I want to do a live show with them so it can be heard, you know, live. But we're working on time slots and stuff like that, getting these international artists on, you know, on this show, man. So, yeah, we got a lot of music coming, man. A lot of fucking music coming in the weeks and months and up into the new millennium, new year. So, all right, you guys, it's DJ Sean on Hilltop Radio Show. We're getting ready to get the hell up out of here, man. So, you guys, make sure you tune in tomorrow night on the Trap House. You know, Claire Trey, Bonita Applebaum, Mac Suge, Mac Sweet, the Trap Outlaws will be in the house. Formula 51 be in the house as well. So you got DJ Debo, DJ GQ be in the house. You guys have a good night, man. We're getting the fuck up out of here, man.
100, brother.
Night.
Right.
UAR,
EFM,
yeah, nigga.
Oh my God,
fuck, nigga.
Let's go,
got plan, nigga.
I gotta make it out of move quickly. Tell them how the path to reach me. Let the trouble that they won't give me. I am a rapper. Don't let
down stoop, deflexing the Porsche to a Baltimore basement suplex in the car.